Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So Tyler was born with a genetic eye disease. Mm-hmm. Knew from a young age he'd eventually lose his vision.
Oh, gosh.
It progresses to where it's pretty much blindness what he has. Adding his peripheral and night vision were the first to start failing. He had his license up until he was 23. Then the peripheral vision just got too bad. He's relied on his wife to even just walk through the store, losing independence. Now, some 30 years later, a new gene therapy, thanks to researchers at Duke, restored his vision just in time to see his new baby's face.
I actually see my fingers in front of my face, like, which I've never been able to do. That's a big sense of relief.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. He had one eye treated in the spring. The other one is going to be treated this fall. And doctors are clear, this isn't going to, it's not a one-size-fit-all kind of gene therapy.
Yeah.
It's really for those with this particular gene as the culprit.
Okay.
But it is pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
For, you know, people like Tyler, that this is the reason for his blindness and they're able to do something about it.
Technology is amazing.
Oh, it's great. So you can read more about the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.